New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys today. It is Wednesday. Just finished up with the Kyle Shanahan press conference. 49ers are practicing as we speak. This is episode 1240. 1240, baby. Really excited about today's show. We're going to be going over film nuggets from the Seahawks game. Just some takeaways that I had that maybe I didn't have live. We're going to be going over updated injury report. It's longer than we were hoping for. Talk a little bit Kansas City Chiefs. Going to get some clips up of Kyle Shanahan talking today as well. And, of course, as always, we're going to answer your questions. So whatever it is you want to talk about, we will always skew the conversation that way. Want to say thank you to all the hashtag CCs, the countdown crew, coming in strong. What's up, Invader? We got Vince, Sean, Kim. What's up, Kim? Hey, Val. Josh is in the house. Dave, Mike, Mosquito Killer. I love it. He says, two shows in one day. Yeah, if you missed the earlier show, that's over on Wayne's channel. We did that this morning. That was a lot of fun. So if you want to go check that out, that's only up on his channel, The Wayne Breezy. That's what's up. Vince, he says, so happy to join live, everyone. Hope everyone's having a great day. Man, today has been film. I got caught up on my sleep/rest on my day off, and I woke up at 5 o'clock this morning without an alarm. And just started watching tape, Kansas City tape, just going through kind of what their schedule has been like, seeing how they line up to different fronts, seeing how they exploit different things. It's the same old Kansas City. But it's been a good morning for me so far. Right? It's not morning, it's 1:30 now. But it started off awesome. It continues to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. I love that. And then, man, tonight, for all the diehards out there, we have our Jerry Rice tier Zoom meeting tonight at 5:30 p.m. So excited about that. If you haven't signed up on the 49ersrush.com or our Patreon channel, links are in the description of the video. Tonight, 5:30. It's my time to listen to you guys. We're going to have some talk about Kansas City Chiefs, Dallas Cowboys, moving forward, trades. I've got a handful of trade scenarios that I'd like to talk about. All kinds of fun stuff. Also, that's the best way to support the show and kind of all that we do. That's how I feed my family, is the Patreon and the 49ers Rush. Shout out to the man, Juan Solis. We got the legend in house. I absolutely love it. What's up, brother? Invader says, Warner will be on Kelce. Confirmed. I was cutting that clip and I was like, I don't want to use it. Because somebody asked a question like, how do you feel about Fred Warner being on Kelce? And I'm like, man, here, I'm going to show something. And I don't even know the answer to this question, but I'm looking up the Super Bowl last year, okay? And I'm looking up the coverage matchups last year. And let's see here. Fred Warner. Yeah, he was on Kelce a considerable amount of times. 5 targets, 3 catches. Got the 1 interception as well. 42 yards, 3 first downs, 1 interception. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Now, if we look at kind of what happened last year in the Super Bowl with who was covering. Oh, no, I'm on the wrong matchups. Let me change this real quick. I'm going to go to receiver matchups. Here is all of the defenders. Dre Greenlaw, Jair Brown, Fred Warner, Tayshaun Gibson, Oren Burks. The biggest discrepancy was Oren Burks, 3 catches on 3 targets with the most yak yards as well there. So I want Fred Warner on Kelce for running man. But I'm just going to be honest with you guys. Don't run man. Don't run man. Don't run man. I know anytime there's a third down pressure situation, Nick Sorensen, our defensive coordinator, God love him, just wants to go cover one man. Don't do that. Don't do that. We've run 0 cover 2, man. We don't do that. If we're in man, it's cover one. Sometimes cover 3, but not really. It's man. Cover one man. It's terrible. Don't do that. Not against this team. Don't do that. Even if it is Warner on Kelce, don't do that. Now, if you do have to go man, it should be Warner on Kelce. But don't do that. Don't. Don't do that. It's stupid. Run your zone. Make them dink and dunk all the way down the field. Do not run man. We are not built that way. Stop it. Nick Sorensen, stop it. What's up, Alejandro? So great to hang out this past weekend, man. Now, right here, Val. What's up, Val? Is Samuel injured? So here's the updated practice report, okay? And it's lengthy. Good Lord. The Chiefs, they're coming off a bye week, of course. Also, the Dallas Cowboys, who play next week, off a bye week, of course. But anyway, the Chiefs have one player not practicing. Malik Collins is out with a knee. Leonard Floyd's out with a vet day. Jordan Elliott out with a knee. Jordan Elliott is limited with a knee. Deebo, wrist, limited. So, yes, Deebo is injured, but he's fine. He's still out there practicing, just rest, whatever else. Jordan Mason, shoulder limited. That's good news. I fully expect him to play this week. Malik Mustafa, ankle limited. That's good news. Matthew Wright, shoulder, did not practice. That's the kicker. And then Juwan Jennings, hip. Did not practice. That one's a little bit more concerning. So you saw him, at least I saw him on the tape. We loaded the entire offensive breakdown. That's up on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon right now. Like, you see him kind of walking off the field late, like kind of messing with his leg. I didn't know what it was. It wasn't like a knee or an ankle. It was like his back, his oblique, something, but they're saying hip. Deebo, I'm not too concerned about with the wrist. I mean, with Deebo, injuries are injuries, and they're always going to surface, but not overly concerned about that, to be honest with you. What's up, Captain Insano? No man fears Captain Insano. Time for Mr. Rose-Colored Glasses himself. Oh, well, thank you. I'm glad that people feel that way about me. I've been getting the opposite. A lot of my emails, a lot of my DMs, and a lot of my comments are, why am I so negative? And so to be, you know, whenever you do this many shows, 1,240 shows, that's just on my channel. I think I'm going to piss off everybody at some point. And I guess at this stage of the season, I'm upsetting the people that are optimists. And I don't think I'm like going against, like, I have a lot of optimism on the 49ers. I really, really do. Doesn't mean there's not concerns. And whenever we break down all the plays, a lot of things continue to come up. But thank you, Captain Insano. Appreciate you. Josh, if DFF or Campbell have to cover Kelce, it's a long night. Campbell's been so bad. And he's only gotten worse. That's what sucks. Like, you want to look at Campbell and be like, oh, man, yeah. He's awesome against the run. He's awesome in zone and all these things. But then you look at him and it's like, man, led the team in missed tackles again. one of the lowest tackle grades, one of the lowest run defender grades. And it's like, man, if your job is stopping the run and being a sure tackler, and you're our worst tackler and you're our worst run defender, then what the hell are you doing out here, right? What would you say you do here? Do you walk the papers to the customer? Do you take them from the engineers? Hopefully somebody got that. I love that movie. I don't know, man. I've been saying for a while, it's D Winter's time. It's D Winter's time. Now, D Winter's came out. He didn't play well. He got 12 snaps, was our lowest rated defender. I'll be breaking down that film tomorrow. But yeah, you can't have DFF out there. He's the worst player on our team from every standpoint, period. It's time to make the youth movement happen. You did it the last 2 weeks, and they're answering the call. I understand always wanting to go with the trusted vet. I get it. I understand. But at some time, man, you got to go with these young pups. And D Winters is the guy. You got to give him a chance. You cannot put old, decrepit guys out there against Kelce and Patrick Mahomes. They'll take advantage of it. They really, really will. What's up, Kim? Look at this. Greetings from Denmark. I love it, man. Incredible. Right here, I'm hearing we could get Azeez Ojulari for a fourth-round pick. Well, I don't know who's saying this, but if you could, you better sure as hell do it. Azeez Ojulari, out of Georgia, one of my favorite players back in the day. I had a first-round grade on him. I loved this guy. He's 24 years old. He is going into the last year of his rookie deal. He is on the New York Giants. This would be an absolute home run deal, okay? So if you could get Azeez Ojulari for a fourth-round pick, 1,000% do that. Now, pros, cons. This is the type of deal the 49ers do. I know everybody's like, oh, why not Max Crosby? Oh, why not Myles Garrett? Oh, why not Micah Parsons? And I'm just like, why don't you just trade for primetime Reggie White and bring, you know, Randy Moss back, whatever he was like. A lot of these things that I understand, it's fun to talk about the NBA. These things happen. The NFL, not too much. But this one, Invader, Azeez Ojulari makes a lot of sense. It really, really does. And on top of that, Trey Hendrickson, defensive end for the Cincinnati Bengals, makes a lot of sense. He's an older guy. Contract's much bigger. Azeez Ojulari is 24, going into the last year of his rookie deal. He's going to get paid a lot of money. I wonder what his valuation is on here. Oh, it's not too bad. They've over the cap has him as a 2.3 valuation. I'm kind of losing faith in their evaluation process. Just real quick, back to Azeez Ojulari, looking at his kind of stats. Hasn't had the best year, one sack. He's got four tackle for losses, but just a young guy that can, you know, 6'2", 228, speed guy. Fourth round pick, a little steep. I'd offer a fifth, sixth, see what you could do there. But Trey Hendrickson would be the guy I would go after with the Bengals. They need to lose one or two more. And I do not expect the 49ers to make any trades this week or next week. The trade deadline is the bye week, okay, 2 weeks from today. That is when I think the trade going into the bye. That's where the 49ers operate. It's always where it is. That's just where they do it. So anyway, take that for what's up.
Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert build portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invest the money for you. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns, and let me just say this. I've used Acorns app for years. Very little work. You put it in. You pick your portfolio. It goes in, and it gives your money a chance to grow with Acorns. It's been incredible. I cannot recommend the Acorns app any more than I already do. I use it personally, and my family uses it personally. I recommend it all the time. So head to acorns.com/49ers or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Client testimonial, compensation provides incentive for positive promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/49ers. Did you know Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in over 30 states, including California, Florida, Georgia, and Texas? You sign up today and you get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. All you do is pick two players, whether they're going to do more or less. It's easy. You think Justin Jefferson's going to get more than 83.5 yards this week? Let's say you just want to focus on 49ers. Brock Purdy, more or less 229.5 passing yards. Brandon Ayuk, he struggled, 64.5 receiving yards. If you think they're going to hit that, you just pick two. If you're right, you get paid. That simple. And so whatever it is you want, download the app today and use code 49ers, 49ERS, to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, that's promo code 49ers. So go check out Prize Picks. Run your game. Attention Niner fans and watch aficionados. Elevate your game with the Breitling Chronomat San Francisco 49ers Team Edition now at Topper Jewelers. Celebrate the NFL's 104th anniversary with a Swiss-made timepiece that blends sophistication with sporting capability. Introducing the Breitling Chronomat, crafted in honor of the San Francisco 49ers, this 42-millimeter marvel features a striking crimson-white dial that finished with the iconic red and gold 49ers logo placed prominently at 9 o'clock. Limited to just 104 pieces, this watch showcases your team spirit with distinctive colors and logos. Powered by Breitling's in-house BO1 chronograph movement, it combines precision with a bold design. And with a 70-hour power reserve, 200 meters water resistance, and a sapphire crystal, it's built for both action and elegance. Catch this exclusive piece at Topper Jewelers at topperjewelers.com, where tradition meets the thrill of the game. But you'll want to hustle, because once these 104 pieces are gone, they're gone forever. Discover this 49ers edition as well as other iconic Breitling watches like the legendary Navitimer and Mighty Super Ocean, now at Topper Jewelers. And while supplies last, mention this ad in the 49ers rush to receive a special gift with your next Breitling order.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Thank you, John Chapman for DCO. Oh, man, we would go defeated if I was the defensive coordinator, but I appreciate that, Sean. Thank you. I've said this in the past. If I had a job, like if somebody could say, John Chapman, what do you think you'd be best at? Pro personnel scout. I think that's where I would be best at. Or GM. I think I'd be a terrible GM, but that's what I would want to do. I would want to do that. Right here in Vader, is this the week Anderson makes the 53-man roster? Sure as hell should be. The film is unbelievable. This guy, Evan Anderson, played 13 snaps, okay? Again, I was doing the same freaking thing to Sam O whenever he was getting 13 snaps. How effective are you in the limited sample size? Well, let me tell you, he finishes the number one overall player, 93.3. He had the highest pass rush grade of any 49er take snaps. He had the highest run defense grade of any 49er. He's been elevated twice from the practice squad. He has one more elevation possible. What I am terrified of, and I mean this, is that they elevate T.Y. McGill instead of Evan Anderson. That would be a colossal mistake. Colossal mistake. Just get this man on the 53. Like, we're being cute, and I don't like it. Instead, we got guys like Ronnie Bell and freaking, you know, Jalen Graham and, you know, what? Like, no. Braden Willis. No. No. This is a huge position of need. You have all these banged up defensive tackles. I mean, just look at the defensive tackles that are out. Malik Collins, out. Jordan Elliott, out. Yeah, Kalia Davis and Kevin Givens are your starters today in practice, which is kind of good for Evan Anderson and all these guys. Like, the 49ers have said, well, the best week of practice, blah, 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 is so-and-so. Therefore, we elevated him. So, Evan Anderson and T.Y. McGill are fighting for that spot. I think it's been decided. T.Y. McGill has been awful, awful, awful. Let's put numbers to what we're saying, right? So, like, let's see. I'm looking it up now. Overall grades. Evan Anderson is currently the second highest rated player for our defense all season. He's only played 32 snaps. He's got a 91.8. He's got 4 pressures, 1 sack, 3 hurries, 3 tackles, 1 forced fumble in 32 snaps. All right. Now let's go down to T.Y. McGill. He is a 51.4 grade. He's played 11 snaps, no pressures, 1 assisted tackle. That's it. That's it. Every single category? Yes. Every single category has dramatically better rankings, better stats, the film test, the analytics, the stats, you name it. It's not close, man. Do not let Evan Anderson slip away. Somebody could claim him right now, and I'm terrified. Keeps me up at night, man. Protect Evan Anderson. Mr. Anderson. Val, Matthew Wright will be the kicker Sunday? I think so. It's a shoulder issue. Get out there. You'll be all right. He'll be all right. We'll see. But you brought in a guy on the practice squad if you need to elevate him. Ugh, man, not good. Not good. What's up, Jack? We'll be at the 49ers Kid City Gate coming in from Amarillo, Texas. Look at that, baby. Get me a steak on the way. Looking forward to it. Jack, hope you have a great time. Right here, Sonia. What's up, Sonia? Who would fill in for Jawan? Don't say Ronnie Bell. No, it would be Jacob Cowing. It'd be Jacob Cowing. You have Conley has pretty much run the Ayuk spot from camp. Cowing's been the slot, and then you got Ronnie Bell in the Debo role. Now, Cowing can play both. Conley can play all three, and Ronnie Bell can play all three. Now, let's talk about the first-round pick. The man, Ricky Pearsall, got his first practice, which I love it. Here's Kyle Shanahan just talking about how Ricky Pearsall's first practice went yesterday.
I was excited for him to be out. You know, we just had a walkthrough today, but Monday was our first day back with him, and we let him break the team down. He was excited. We didn't do much. We just had 1 2-minute drill. He was out of breath from it, so we were messing with him, trying to get him to talk right away. It was more just because he was so excited to be out there and stuff, but it was a good first day, and pumped to see him out there this afternoon.
Yeah, like, ideally, it would be Ricky Pearsall, but I am under the impression it's going to take him some time. Ricky Pearsall's not ready. Missed almost all of training camp with his shoulder and hamstring injuries, then got shot, and has been working out and getting back in. They just activated his practice. Like, it's going to take some time. Now, the idea is if there was one injury to any of the big three, Pearsall would be the guy. But I don't think we're ready for that just yet, sadly. I want to be, but I don't think we are. So I doubt we see Ricky Pearsall, Slick Rick, Mini Men with death upon me. All right, here we go. Moon Man, appreciate the super chat. Disguising simulated pressure going to be key. Ooh, look at this. Moon Man coming in clutch. Love the AVI. You got the 94 throwbacks, the whites in there. Clean, clean, clean. Probably my biggest, well, I should think about this because I feel like I've used that phrase a little too much. There are several criticisms that I have of Nick Sorensen. One of the major ones is something you alluded to, disguising simulated pressure. And we got into this a little bit on Wayne's show this morning. I don't think that so far Sorensen is doing a good job of simulating pressure, because whenever he shows pressure and then bounces out, we're putting guys in bad situations, and man, I don't like that. You can simulate pressure and drop to zone. That's what we've always done. Sala, D'Amico, Wilkes, check, 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 work, 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 work. That works. But what we're doing is we're simulating pressure and going to cover one man, especially on third down, right? We'll walk our double eagle, double mug, linebackers up in the A-gap. And then one might come, or one will drop, and then one to take the running back or the tight. And it's just not working. So this might be one of the areas where I'm just like, dude, if you're disguising something, you got to go zone. You can't disguise and drop to man. We're not a man team anyway. And you just keep adding bad on bad on bad, because now not only are we not a man team, but you have several players on your team that are not good at man coverage. Jair Brown, all your safeties, really. Devondre Campbell, not man. DFF, not a man coverage guy. And so now not only are they not man guys and you're putting them in man, but you're taking them out of position by bluffing your rush. And then they've got to drop from a disadvantage point of being out of phase, right? Phase is where you can reach down and touch the wide receiver's hip, right? It's cornerback term, but it's a coverage term. So now we're taking our bad man coverage guys, we're moving them out of position for man, and just disadvantage on disadvantage on disadvantage. Don't do that. Don't do that. Stop it. So, I'm with you. Well said, Moon Man. You got to take that stuff away. You got to. Right here, Captain Insano again. How the hell are we favored 1.5? Well, every single game that the Chiefs have played in has, it's come down to the very, very last possession. Every single one. And so, like, you know, they're not blowing anybody out. The better roster is the 49ers, but obviously, I'm not saying the Chiefs have a bad roster. They're 5-0. I understand that. And they've got some studs. Obviously, they have Patrick Mahomes, who's the best quarterback in the NFL. I know he hasn't been this year, 6 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, but he's still Patrick Mahomes. Game-winning drives with the ref's help. I get that too. I understand. But they've got the best center in the NFL in Creed Humphrey. They got the best quarterback in Patrick Mahomes. I think they have the best defensive tackle in Chris Jones. I think they have one of the better kickers, if probably second or third best kicker in Bucker. They've got great linebackers and really athletic linebackers. They haven't played well. And whenever I was watching tape, I was like, man, what's going on with Nick Bolton? Like, Nick Bolton was like one of the guys that was a major tier below Fred Warner. But I'm like, this guy could be in that group eventually. This year, man, the game, I watched 3 games this morning, and I was very displeased from a football aesthetic standpoint. Like, this doesn't look like Nick Bolton. So I don't know what's going on there. Everybody gets right against the 49ers, though. So Nick Bolton probably going to have, like, defensive player of the game type, you know, performance. But whatever. It's kind of the way it goes. But they've got some studs, okay? Like, there is absolutely no doubt they've got a lot of studs. The question, though, is what are the 49ers going to do to exploit some of the matchups where they're not great? Where they're not great. And there are a lot of those. You just look at their roster. I don't know why I got the Tennessee Titans pulled up here. Oh, I was looking at trade stuff. Oh, another trade guy that I want. Trey Hendrickson, Cincinnati, Harold Landry Jr., or the third. He's not a junior anymore. That is the one from Tennessee Titans. I would love that. That's why I was pulling that up. You pull up the Kansas City roster, and again, got to understand, this is a 5-0 team. There's major issues. Their safeties are worse than our safeties, and our safeties suck. They haven't played well. Their linebackers haven't played great. Leo Chanel's taking a step up, but Nick Bolton's taking a step down. Their corners are good, but it's not like L'Jarius Sneed's coming back out there. Yeah, Karloftis and Chris Jones are good. The other two out of four starters, Data and Wharton, nothing special. Yeah, their interior offensive line for the Chiefs, amazing. You know, you're talking Joe Thuney, Creed Humphrey, Trey Smith. maybe the best interior three in the entire NFL. Their tackles are awful. Penalties galore. Juwan Taylor, right tackle, leads the NFL in penalties. And Wanya Morris, I mean, he took over for Kingsley Suamatia, who got benched after week two because he was so bad. Now you look at Morris, he's the 57th ranked offensive tackle. Like, we complain about Colton McKivitz. Colton McKivitz whips this dude's rear end nonstop. Maybe the worst wide receiver core in the NFL. Probably not the worst. Bottom five for sure. I mean, their top two guys are out. Rashee Rice, Hollywood Brown, gone, injured, right? Yeah, Travis Kelce's great, but he's not old Travis Kelce. He's still good, and he'll beat you, but he's not dynamic any longer. Xavier Worthy, fastest player in NFL history, great. Hasn't been consistent. Yeah, he can run go routes. Yeah, he can do screens. But then the other wide receivers, Justin Watson, Juju Smith-Schuster, like, nothing overly. So whenever you look at the roster, and Vegas looks at the rosters. Yeah, I mean, am I betting the spread? I'm going to bet a teaser. I'll tell you that right now. So yeah, I'll do a two-team teaser with them. But yeah, I mean, I was shocked whenever I saw the 49ers were favored. The more and more tape, the more and more games, the more and more personnel that I dive into, the more and more I'm just like, maybe the 49ers should be favored. Yeah, the Chiefs have won games, gritty, all that stuff. Yeah, they're coming off a bye. We got a mini bye. Now, I'm not going to bet the spread. I don't think I'm going to. I might do money line, do some of those things. But I am going to do a two-team teaser, and I got to post this one over on our Patreon. I'm taking the Denver Broncos plus 7, right? So they're minus 2.5. The Saints are so banged up. Olave's out. Number two, Rashid Shaheed's out. They got their backup, you know, quarterback Spencer Rattler. They are banged up. Broncos seem to start clicking just a little bit. They're still not a good team, but I'm taking the Broncos plus 7, right? So minus 2.5 plus 7. You get all those extra points. I'm taking those bad boys, and I'm going to pair that with the 49ers. So the 49ers minus 1.5 plus 7. Both those things happen. We get paid. I'm betting that one. And if you didn't bet with us last week, man, if Jordan Mason didn't get hurt, might have been our best week ever. But he did. We still made a lot of money. But man, if you haven't bet with us yet this year, I don't know what you're doing. We're paying for your Patreon membership just with our bets alone.
You know football. You watch all the games. You know what's going to happen before it actually does. So why don't you put your knowledge to the test over at MyBookie, where you can bet on everything. Go to mybookie.ag. Use promo code 49ERS, 49ers, or scan this QR code next to me. And they're going to match your initial deposit. Put in 50, you get 50. Put in 100, you get 100. All the way up to $1,000. Plus, you can bet everywhere. California, Texas, doesn't matter. I've been in California for years. I've used it for 6 straight years. Easy to get money in, easy to get money out. Trusted source, and you can bet on anything you want. You want to bet on politics, any sport, you name it. They've got the casino, if that's your thing. You name it, MyBookie is there for you. Now, make sure you use promo code 49ERS to get that double deposit. And MyBookie, bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right. Shout out to the man, Christian Gomez. Appreciate you, man. You are incredible. He helped build our entire website. That is the 49ersRush.com. If you go to any 49ers road trips, the 49ersRushRoadTrip.com built it. Ticketing site built it. I mean, the best of the absolute best. And, man, just check out PB Systems, man. The link is in the description of this audio, video, whatever. You want to build a website. You need help with your business. PB Systems is your answer. They run Johnny Dell's platform. They are the best of the best. Niner fans, too. Appreciate you, Christian. Thank you so much. He says, yeah, glad you're back. Hope you enjoyed your time off. Man, that one day off was incredible. I'm going to have to do another one next month. Bye week's coming in 2 weeks. I'm 100%. I'm going to the beach. I don't care if it's raining. Logan Chapman, do you think Sorensen has been improving game after game this season? Here's what I want to say about Sorensen, because my confidence for him has gone up. You know, watch it last week. There's still a lot of times where I'm scratching my head, but he's getting into it. And I think he has certain schemes that he wants that the personnel is not privy to. We draft zone players. He wants a run man. Yeah, okay, that's always an issue. I want to get into the Heath Ledger, like, they're schemers. They have plans. He's like, I'm like a dog chasing a car. If I caught it, I wouldn't know what to do with it, right? And so the schemes don't work too much. And I want him to be a little bit more chaotic. I really, like, be weird, man. Stop going to your carbon copy third down defense. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. But I do think that he is improving. I really, really do. My biggest question for Nick Sorensen is, can you perform against a good offensive coordinator? McVay ate his lunch. Kevin O'Connell embarrassed this man. Now, you did well against Grubbs. You did well against the Arizona Cardinals. And, you know, was it Petting? All that. That's great. You got Andy Reid this week coming off a bye. Can you not get embarrassed? Like, I'm not saying go out there and exert dominance and show that you're the best. No. Don't get abused on the board. Some plays you look at it and you're like, oh, that player should have made this play. That player could have done this. We had a missed assignment here. No. That's all I'm talking about. That wasn't what was happening against the Vikings and against the Rams. You were getting bullied, taken advantage of by the X and O's on the chalkboard. That's what I want to see. So, yes, Logan, I do have more confidence in Sorensen, and he has been improving. But, Logan, I need to see him compete against a formidable opponent. That's right here this week. Then you got the Dallas Cowboys, one of the worst offensive play callers in the NFL. Not too concerned about that in the bye week. I don't think any change is going to be made. Not Shanahan Scott. If he is not getting rid of the special teams coach, he sure as hell ain't getting rid of the defensive coordinator. I know that's not what you're saying. Terror, my man, Terror Dome. He's freaking awesome. Evan Anderson is balling. Everybody sees it. You just turn on the tape. Please do not make me lose Evan Anderson. I will not be okay. If we lost out to this guy because we're trying to be roster sneaky, whatever. Meanwhile, we keep Ronnie Bell, Braden Willis, Jalen Graham. Oh, man. John Chapman going to... Not going to be okay. Not going to be okay. Vince, thank you for the super chat, my man. Chapman movie references on point. That is the only thing I've ever wanted to hear. If, like, man, I it's so funny. If I post on Twitter, right? Like, Twitter's for me. It's my Twitter. It's all 49ers. It's for me. I post memes and GIFs and video clips, and I always try to make jokes. Like, that's just who I am. That's the way my brain works. And so for somebody to compliment my movie references, man, Vince, thank you. You have made my life better today. I love it. And Vince, right here, Evan Anderson tape was fun to watch. Monster out there. He's damn good. Just jumps off the tape. Ah, come on, man. Whew. Man, so good. Right here, Invader, I'd have Pearsall lead the team out of the tunnel carrying the American flag. Get Levi's Rocket. That would be so cool. I don't think he's going to dress, but he still could do that, technically, 100%. Something's going to happen with Ricky Pearsall being out there. That's going to be such a huge elevation. You heard Kyle talk about it, right? Like, it was so huge for the guys to have him out there and for him to be out there. The guys want it for him. Oh, man. I freaking love it, dude. Whew. Right here, 49ers faithful forever. Jones is going to kill Brendel Banks. Man, Jones is lining up everywhere. Watching the tape here, I want to pull this up because I don't know the exact answer to this, but I'm going to look up where he is lining up. He is everywhere. Christian Jones, pull up on here, PFF. Don't be a turd. Yeah, I mean, he's playing outside, wide nine, edge rushing. He's played over the center. He is playing over everybody. And what am I spelling? Oh, Chris Jones, not Christian Jones. I was like, what's wrong with me? Why is it not pulling up? I'm not a smart man. There we go. Let's do snaps by position, detailed snaps. All right, so here we go. He's got 41 snaps at defensive left tackle. He's got 51 snaps defensive right tackle. He's got 68 snaps at the left end. He's got 21 snaps left outside end, wide nine. He's got 39 snaps right end. And he's got 25 snaps right end outside, wide nine. This dude's played everywhere. 6 different defensive alignments. And the lowest snap count is 21. That's left end outside. So, like, you're going to get – and here's the thing I'm most excited about. Again, talking tests, right? I want to know how great you are, Dominique Pooney. I want to know. Can you step up against number 95? No other 49er has been able to do so. And can you show him what you are about? That is must watch. That might be the best blue chip on blue chip matchup. I haven't finished that point of our scouting report yet. It might be Dominique Pooney versus Chris Jones. Now, a question was asked, and I like this question. I think it was Barrows. I could be wrong there. He asked Kyle Shetty, he's like, man, you've been able to neutralize Aaron Donald pretty much his entire career, but not Chris Jones. What's the difference?
It's just different variables they do with their stuff. And, you know, it's sometimes a little bit harder to eliminate him where he goes and just some of the pressures they do. But he definitely deserves that attention. He's as good as player there is, and we try our hardest to take him out, but he makes that pretty hard.
He's everywhere, man, and he – I mean, he's getting up there. He's 30 years old. He's so freaking good. He is unbelievable how good he is. I think there's a few players that are just like, okay, you're the best at your position. Chris Jones is definitely one. Fred Warner's one. I think George Kittle's one. I think Trent Williams is one. I think Creed Humphrey's one. I think Patrick Mahomes is one. His stats aren't there this year, but he's still Mahomes. Look at the game-winning drives. You just watch fourth quarter. Like, it's funny. You watch Kansas City sucks in the first quarter. They're terrible in the first half. They're not good. They're a fourth quarter team. And so, like, you know, I start clicking through these tapes, and I'm watching the Saints game, and I'm like, all right, well, let's go see how they line up to this scheme. I skip over to, you know, the Falcons. All right, cool. They run a little bit similar scheme to us. All right, let's see this. And it's just like, man, they're not that good. And then I'm like, oh, wait a second. I'm watching first and second quarter. My bad. Let's go to the fourth quarter where the 49ers start to struggle a little bit. And it's just like, who the hell is this team? That is their identity. When the game matters, they turn it on. They get really, really good. Look at this, Corey. I love this prediction. Oh, no, I don't. Bad prediction. Appreciate the super chat. He says, Purdy, 200 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 turnovers, 3 sacks. Yikes. If that happens, the 49ers will lose by 14+. If the 49ers can go out there, protect the ball, run the ball, great things will happen. But if you go out there and, yeah, if this is the stat line, ooh, it's no bueno. That's no good. Now, I mean, shoot, let's go to Kittle. This was a couple weeks ago, just on how hard it is to win with turnovers.
Oh, I wouldn't say overconfidence. I know that we didn't score any points in the second half. I don't know what our first drive was, but I feel like we were moving the ball well, like, the whole day. But when you end it with turnovers, it just, whether turnover on downs, interceptions, fumble, like, whatever it is, like, it's just hard to win football games when you play like that. And so, I mean, I think all we have to do is hold on to the football, run the ball really well, and we're going to be okay.
Hold on to the football, run the ball really well. Everything will take care of itself. I truly believe that. Kittle believes that. It just makes too much sense. It's who this team has been. And as long as you can stay true to that, now you're playing against the best defensive coordinator in the NFL. I think there's two great defensive coordinators. Brian Flores, we sucked against him. Steve Spagnuolo, we have sucked against him. Can that change? I think the 49ers, they're favored for, in this game for a reason. And yeah, there's a lot of stuff. David, right here. Chiefs linebackers have been poor in coverage. Take advantage of it. That's the Shanahan staple. Shanahan's at his best when linebackers can't cover. Now, I'm going to tell you this. Leo Chenal, Nick Bolton, Tranquil, amazing coverage linebackers. They haven't been that this year. But it doesn't mean they can't do it. They're all young pups for the most part. I don't know what the issue is. Like, I'm watching the tape. I'm like, what is this? If they would have played against like this against us in the Super Bowl, good Lord, that game would have been over quick. Super quick. But, yeah, I don't know. Right here at Vader, might we see more play action against these linebackers? I sure as hell hope so. Our play action is just going down, 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 down. Our best plays are play action plays. But Brock and Kyle don't want to do it. And I don't like it. And it makes me mad because it's kind of how you've built your entire schematic offense. We should see more. We should see more. But, yeah, Kyle's just not – he's not a play-action guy, sadly. I like that. I like that. So, yeah, right here. Logan, this is why you pay IU so much money. So, I went back and I just went through some of the Super Bowl stuff. And I would argue Debo's worst game of his career. Talked about this morning with Wayne. And the main reason why is this. Spagnuolo knows if we overload blitz, these are the hot route reads of Brock Purdy and Kyle Shanahan's scheme, right? So if we're going to overload blitz left in a 2x1 set or a 3x2 set or whatever, he knows this guy. So what he did, and smart, you put a safety over the top of Ayuk, and then you man up on Debo. You get an alert call. For Brock Purdy, blitz is coming. Where's my hot read if everybody is coming at me? It's Debo in this situation because IU's got a safety over the top. Throw it to Debo against man coverage. The D in Debo stands for disappeared man coverage. I hate it. Just what it's been his entire career. Brock Purdy gave him 50-50 ball after 50-50 ball. Right reads, ball on point. Debo won zero of about six 50-50 balls. In the Super Bowl. That's what killed us. Why would you do anything different if you're Spagnuolo? The good news about Brock Purdy is that he runs the Kyle Shanahan scheme to a T. But the rules within the system, right, Mr. Anderson, right, we're getting a little Matrix talk going, right? The rules, you are bound by the rules until you are no more. Now, Brock has changed the rules with scrambling, innovative, all that stuff. But the hot reads are the hot reads. Spags can exploit that. And Logan says, this is why you paid Ayuk all that money. You got to beat man coverage quick. Ayuk can beat man coverage, but man, it's taking him a long time. And a lot of that are the routes. I wish we had some man beaters. This is what Ricky Pearsall would be at his best at. Gosh, I really hope somebody takes over. Juwan Jennings should be the guy. Oh, man. Vince, they did lose a really good cornerback. I need like 10 out throws. Yes, quick outs. Gosh, just quick outs. Kittle kick quick out. You do them with everybody except Debo, right? Ayuk, Kittle, Jennings. All those guys running out routes, amazing. Juice could do it too. Just not Debo's thing. Not it never has been. He can run out routes and get zone, but press man, no. No. The touchdown pass to Kittle in the corner of the end zone this past week. Bunch trips formation, saw pressure, threw the out route to Kittle, perfect placement. Like, that's just what Brock Purdy does, right? That's what we do. Crab cakes and out routes. Anyway, that's what it's going to be. So we got to see that right here. Agency 323. Can we throw a screen? Gosh, please. We threw one screen to Debo on 3rd and 18. He got 15 yards. It was like a throwaway play. Let's just get what we can. Like, do that earlier. You do that on 1st and 10. You do that on 2nd and 10. You do that on 2nd and 6. You can run a screen play on 3rd and 2. Oh, Corey, you are wrong. He says, but Mr. Anderson, Purdy is not the one. He's starting to believe. I know Kung Fu. Eric says, you know, Kittle showed up last game. Kittle's been awesome. You just got to give him the ball. He needs targets. I want to see how many targets has Kittle had this year and what is his reception total? He's had a couple drops. Not trying to say, you know, he's flawless or whatever. He's got 28 catches on 35 targets. That's incredible. He has the best success rate on anybody in the team that's a wide receiver, 65.7. He has an 80% catch rate. Just go through the catch rates. Ayuk, 56% catch rate. Jennings, 69. Nice. Debo, 62. Kyle Juszczyk, 71. Jordan Mason, 80%. Kittle, 80%. Saubert, 80%. Come on, man. Get that ball to 85. He's too damn good. Oh, he's too freaking good. Right here, Invader. I was told Purdy could throw outside the numbers. That was one. That was a Jimmy G. That's a Jimmy G reference. You look at outside the numbers, Brock Purdy has been freaking unbelievable outside the numbers this year. That dude loves throwing those out routes. That's his favorite route. Now you look at, let me pull up his passing chart. Dude, outside, good Lord. The middle of the field's always going to be that with Shanahan. But no, he's incredible outside the numbers. I don't want to go through all these numbers to get too number heavy. Jeez, man. He's better at throwing left than he is right. I will say that. Much better. Deep left, outside left, 101.3 NFL rating. Middle left from 10 to 20 yards, air yards, 91.2 NFL rating. Now we switch it to the right side. Outside right side, he hasn't completed one pass outside right. 0 for 4, 39 NFL rating. Outside right, 10 to 20 air yards, 77 NFL rating. He likes the left. He likes the left. Hang a Louie, baby. That's what it is. Yeah, Kittle has been money in the red zone. I wish we'd run the ball more, but man, he's him to Kittle. That's turning into the thing. That's what it is. Hey, Corey, I love this. 20 years from now, people will not know how truly great Kittle was, but we will. He already leads the 49ers in franchise wide receiving history, and he's our best blocking tight end. And I don't know if I want to say history, but gosh, man, George Kittle's for real. Guy, he's so awesome. Agency, Kittle leads all tight ends right now. 5 touchdowns. Good Lord, he's got 5 touchdowns already? Does he really? Yeah, 5 touchdowns. Man, he is killing it. Whew. It's like one out of every 5 catches is a touchdown for Kittle. Just throw him the damn ball. Throw him the damn ball. More Kittle, please. More Kittle, please. 85 needs more touches in the red zone. Can't get him there enough. And he's getting double teamed a lot in the red zone. Like a lot of times there's a safety over the top of Ayuk in between the 20s. But once you get in the red zone, attention shifts to Kittle. And he's still cashing in. Still cashing in. Ah, I love it. Man, this has been fun. Guys, again, just want to remind you, we do have our Zoom hangout tonight, 5:30 p.m. Going to be a lot of fun. It's been a good day. Been breaking down a lot of film, but I can't wait to hang out with you guys. And if you want to join that, 7-day free trial, the49ersrush.com or our Patreon channel. Click down there. You got every single offensive, defensive, special teams play for the last 3.5 years. You've got our bets of the week. But we post that for Jerry Rice tier and above. Show you what we bet. Man, we're up on that. Kind of paying for the membership itself so far. Hopefully we keep winning. Then you got your Zoom hangouts. And we got a 7-day free trial. So if you're not sure if you want to do it, sign up. Cancel it. Cost you nothing. See if you like it. You might love it. You want to learn football? I can think of no better way. We have a film 101 series where we break down what man coverage is, what zone coverage is, what's cover two, cover six, you know, running game gap responsibilities, what's outside zone, inside zone, all that fun stuff. Also, that's how I pay the bills. I really do appreciate everybody. I know it's a short show today, but I've done too many shows today. I don't want to lose my voice for tonight. You want to hang out longer? Come hang out with us 5:30 p.m. tonight, Pacific Standard Time. Y'all are the best. And until next time, stay strong, faithful.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.